choo.
Let's fire it up.
Choo, choo, choo.
I was fired up and you weren't recording, now you're recording. So episode 146.
Song. Welcome, world.
Welcome.
And everyone to Dorktown. This is the greatest podcast you will ever, ever, ever listen to. There is none greater. And if you deny it, your ears will explode and you will die immediately. It'll be a very painful death. So,
why people don't like us.
Don't do it. Better not.
Don't do it.
Hi, better I'm not. Mikey.
I'm Bells.
But I 100% respond.
That was producer that. Becky.
I'm your surrogate intro host today.
Yeah.
Was that is that go, who man. Am I?
Producer Becky.
Hello.
Yep, and that's Mikey over there.
Yep. And
this is Dorktown. This is the greatest podcast you ever listened to.
Yeah, probably not, but
if you fucking deny it, you will fucking explode.
Wow. So
spontaneously combust while you're taking a shit.
How's everyone been doing this week? You having a great week?
I've put a curse on many people to spontaneously combust.
You're not having a great week?
it's just the worst starting. I have nothing to say.
Oh, okay. So you're pulling your podcast snobbery on me right now. I see. So you didn't have a great week then, you fucker.
I had an awesome week, but nobody cares about my week.
I do.
Oh, it's not good podcast banter.
Yeah, sorry.
Not for me.
We're not fam.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares the week I had. He's like, what did Mikey do this week?
See, that's why Aaron used to listen, and now he doesn't listen.
Maybe you had a crackhead dump a fucking purse in the street. Yeah. Maybe that's how your week went.
Full of
bad things. I thought that happened to you as well.
Well, yeah.
What happened there?
Something happened?
You said a crackhead dumped
a purse. Oh, so we were driving. We left our house. And we were pulling down the street and somebody drove by and we live on a cul-de-sac. So of course we like mug them when they drive by, like, who the fuck are you? What are you doing on our street? And we looked at him and he looked at us and he saw that we were looking at him, but he still drove down to the end of our street because he was probably whacked out on whatever. And he proceeded to dump something in our driveway. And I stop and I'm stopped at the stop sign and I watch it happen. So of course
in the street.
Not so of course I turn around and I go check it out. And he looks at me again and I look at him. Then this time I look at his driver's license or his license plate. And then I drive up and we realize that there's a purse that he dumped. So we call the police.
You should have made a throat slashing motion with your thumb.
I just dialed 911 on the cell phone because I don't know, whatever. What else do you do on a cell phone? And then the lady, I told her, like, hey, somebody snatched a purse and just dumped it in front of us, and here's the guy's license plate number. You need to hang up. This is not an emergency. You need to hang up right now, sir.
You need to call the
emergency line. I'm like, oh, okay. And then she's like, do you know that number? I was like, no. Like, here's the number. Call them.
Wow. Like, okay. Somebody had to take a
when I get off break. Work, I'm going to come over and slap you.
Yeah.
I know where you live.
Fuck you.
I'm going to slap
He's
you.
Like, this is Fresno. Purse snatching is not a fucking emergency,
exactly.
Asshole.
Exactly.
I'm coming straight over your house and tase you.
Dude, where I grew up, that would have been like 5 cops at the door. There would have been fingerprints taken. I'm not even joking.
You better not be joking.
Goddamn Fresno. Goddamn motherfucking Fresno. I hate goddamn Fresno.
Oh, whoa.
I hate it.
And that
so
was been
better.
A Becky release.
Oh, I hate this place.
Becky release has been brought to you by nothing because there's no sponsors on this podcast. Thank you.
No, there's no fucking sponsors.
Fuck. Tonight's show is.
Agree with everything that's said, we do agree with everything that's said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That legal thing, it's it's just for the legal thing. We actually do agree.
Yep.
And it does represent
the show. It does represent us. So fuck you. Fuck.
Tonight's show is going to be in radio format because there's a lot of radio guys that are in podcasting.
And yeah, they bring this radio shtick with them, and they're so clever.
They do segment, edited segment, then they do, and then they do a little breaky thing, edited segment, breaky thing, edited segment.
I've been on the radio twice,
and we're going to be stealing from the Half Scoop, Australia.
Half Scoop,
which I love the Half Scoop, and I don't think there's anything wrong with their podcast, but they do have some radio formatting because they did come from radio, and the last episode I listened to, they talked about. They were able to play their last radio show that they got fired they from their radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And they played their last show that they got why they got fired. It was pretty hilarious knowing that they're going to get fired after the show. And like during their show, they were just like joking, like, oh, we're going to get fired after this and doing all these wrong things that you do on radio. And they ended up getting fired after. So it was pretty cool that they were able to play that. But. The Half Scoop is fine, but there's a lot of podcasts out there that do like this radio. They just don't get the podcasting format, and they try to shove the radio format. There's one called The Broadcast Basement, which actually does some entertaining segments, but it's very radio heavy, and it's all like, you're listening to Broadcast Basement. Broadcastbasement.com. And all that kind of
shit. This is Ricky Rackman.
Like, hey. I listened to it for a little bit, and then I got sick of it because I'm like, I don't want to listen to radio shit on a podcast. I'll listen to radio when I want to listen to radio.
I just like to listen to music on the radio. I don't know about you.
I listen to sports talk and
I listen to
local show. That was Bell's, I think.
That was me.
It was like sounded like our kid for a second.
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's exactly what it sounded like.
But I'll listen to some sports talk, a little bit of music, and the local show on KVSR. Monday nights from 6 to 7. And that's about my radio.
That's the local show.
Hmm?
That's the local show, yeah. Right?
Josh and Jamie. Mm-hmm. Play all Fresno music. I listen to that
on Mondays on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. Listen to what
they
got to say.
Good peeps.
But this, we've been stealing from other podcasts lately.
Or jack your fucking shit.
Jacking them. Nobody can say shit about it.
Take it from you, man. You know, Dead at 60, you guys were talking shit about us branching out, doing like a dork network.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys should learn from us because we are wise.
Dead 60. Our friends, Dead 60.
You guys could have done like a Dead in 63.5.
Yeah. Which. They seem to just record shows.
Say like do an early one, like Dead. Dead in 20, but I don't think you guys were born for Dead in 20, so.
You hear that? You're like 18-year-olds, Dead 60.
I do want to say hello to one person, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I do.
Is he hot?
Mike, the Wizard of Oz motherfucking Gata. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Mike Oz, Mr. Yahoo Sports. Because
Mike said hello, and everyone else didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that, man. And it fucking saved my life,
dude. Respect to Bells.
I drove straight over to the fucking Golden Gate Bridge, and I was ready to walk off and just take a dive. And I thought to myself, fuck. Right in the background of when Dead 60 called to berate us. Shit. I heard Mike, the Wizard of Oz Gata, say, hi, Bells.
It made you feel better.
And the clouds parted.
A Fresno celebrity
in a ray of sunshine,
said hi to you.
A ray of sunshine pulled through and pierced me right in the eyes. I saw the light.
That's good.
I had a lab
partner in college that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Did you dissect him afterwards?
Yeah.
How good a lab partner was he?
She. Just fine.
I shared a PE locker with a guy who ended up stabbing someone in senior year and got arrested and put in jail.
Wow.
Stabbed someone in the head like 20 times.
Holy shit.
Really?
And then
broke his CD player.
His head.
Wow.
That's stabbed pretty extreme. I mean, that's got to take some force to get through.
Really loved that CD player. I shared a PE.
We used to change in front of each other.
Wow.
And that guy stabbed somebody.
That drove him to stab.
Yeah.
I know somebody that stabbed his father. Remind me not to
change in front of you, Bills. Or have you change in front of me? I don't know which set him off.
Yes.
I'm sorry, producer Becky. What'd you say?
That's okay. Not a big deal.
What'd you say?
I just said I know somebody that stabbed his father. Nothing big.
Nothing big. No big whoop. Just stabbed his dad.
Just trying to contribute to the conversation. I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
Well, the segment we're stealing from the Hofskate is they do a hypothetical. He just throws out a hypothetical question and then you discuss it.
Hypothetically.
My hypothetical question. All right, what if, let's say, due to either budgetary restraints or something else, you're unable, this is basically indefinite over the course of your life or whatever. Either you have to make a choice. Either no smartphone or no smartphone, cell phone, or no TV. You have to choose.
No smartphone.
Wow. You will not have a smartphone. But think about how much easier that smartphone makes your life.
God, it like opened up makes your world work. To me when that happened.
No tablet / smartphone or no TV.
How much enjoyment did you get watching TV?
Yeah.
How much TV have you watched in your life?
Well, over the lifetime, yeah.
Right. Over my lifetime, but lately I watch
much less TV, though.
Fuck, I don't watch that much TV.
Jeez, and I don't like it. I'm not one of those people. I don't watch television.
Well, Mike and I, before we had a child, we had a wall of DVDs, and we had Netflix going, and we had our shows TV'd all the time.
Now you got just like a wall of
all about our television.
A whole wall of empty Keystone Light cans.
Now we just don't even...
No.
Nothing.
I watch a lot of Nick Jr.
Yeah.
And Disney Jr.
But then afterwards, even,
we have like a few shows that are TiVo'd. Thank God for TiVo. Otherwise, I would miss everything.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes can have the A's game on in the background.
That sounds terrible.
That's about the TV.
And I usually have like my background is chopped.
Yeah. And Becky wants chopped.
Yeah, I know.
As she falls asleep. Yeah. Sports for women is chopped. Food. It's like ESPN for women is the Food Network. So that's it. It seems everyone is in agreement on no smartphone then.
Yeah. I would think.
See, TV does rule the world.
But
TV.
Work would suck a lot more without the smartphone. I mean, I remember I was fine without
you'd probably get work done.
Yeah. I'd get probably the same amount of work done. If I have my smartphone, then I would just find some other way to relax at work. So, like I did before, reading. I used to have magazines or just sit there and actually think, which is horrible.
Nudie magazines?
I noticed I do a lot less thinking now that I have a smartphone.
Well, before I had like the job I do, I used to sit around work and play puzzles all the time because I can't access things like that anyhow at work. So,
yeah,
I don't have the ability.
See, there's something else would replace it.
I do whatever I want whenever I want to do it.
Ooh. You're a man. You take control, huh?
I do. When I want it, I take something.
Well, that was a good segment.
And now we've left that segment.
You're listening to the Dorktown Podcast, the only podcast with podcasts. Well, we're back.
Yeah, it's great.
There's been entirely too much Clovis talk around... Clovis buzz around Dorktown, around on the Twitter. Matter? There's a lot of Clovis buzz.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's good PR right there.
No, Alex called in a couple shows ago. He was asking about Clovis.
Yeah, wants to visit Clovis.
There's Bulbar Full of Dicks is like, I need to study up on my Clovis so
damn
I can
straight.
Get up in the ranking.
You get
can
laid
I
get, in Clovis.
Can I interrupt real quick about Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?
Sure.
You get pussy
I'm sorry,
in Clovis.
Buddy. I had to unfollow you on Twitter because... I was standing in line in a Starbucks, and I opened up that picture of the brunette that you had all sprawled out on the ground, and a lady
you know, the
behind
one with,
me saw it.
The one with the
she
vagina?
Was naked with her vagina.
Very
her
naked.
Her vagina was
and
there.
And there was no, like, announcement, hey, naked picture, you know, young girl sprawled out on the floor.
Well, Full
no
Dicks is not worried about going not safe
so
for work.
I'm like, yeah, Twitter, I'll click on it. And
this link's not safe for work, guys.
Yeah, it was not safe for water coolers, right? Is that another one that they're with?
No, that's a different podcast.
No, I know it's a different podcast.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
A different network, though.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's the only reason I unfollowed you, buddy, because I can't make that mistake again. That was a dangerous mistake.
Some old lady was looking at your cell phone.
Yeah, and I heard a gasp behind me. Like, before I even realized what was going on, I heard it. Then I looked down. I was like,
you're just looking at porn.
What the fuck is going on with my phone right now? And I'm, like, shaking my head. Jerk. Oh, my God. People post this shit.
Oh, my God. You know.
Just cussing up a storm. I can't fucking believe some motherfucker put this fucking shit on my fucking phone.
Oh, my God.
Old lady just looking at you. You're like, what the fuck? No, I mean, look at this fucking shit.
Her fucking pussy's
there, and you can smell it in the picture.
I can tell her pussy smells.
Embarrassed, and then I just shut it down.
Douche your fucking pussy, bitch.
Oh, my God.
You smell. All right?
Douche. Wine Walk 2013.
Vagisil apparently doesn't work for you.
Back to what were we talking
about?
One
word. Vagisil, bitch.
Vagisil, bitch.
Vagisil.
Like, he's like, oh, yeah, Vagisil.
There you go.
I think it's time for a music break.
Oh.
We're going to have a new Bells segment. Bells has developed a new segment.
Yes, it is.
Another segment
that
here
is
on Darktown.
Darktown.
First, we need to take a music break. The Sleepover Disaster is back. They semi-retired a big Fresno band throughout history. If you're into shoegaze music at all, you outside of Fresno, you might know who the Sleepover Disaster
is.
Who's
in Sleepwater Over Disaster?
Sleepover Disaster. Vince. Luke, we've had Luke on here before as representative of the Quiet Americans.
Mm-hmm. With Eli.
With Eli. And Vince, a friend of mine who I had classes at Fresno City with years ago. They're back. They're going to play again. They're going to be playing at the Catacomb Party, and then they're going to keep out there playing. So, one of Fresno's best all-time bands. Sleepover Disaster. Here. Start out.
Oh, what?
sleepover disaster.
Now we're back.
The sleepover disaster.
It was a disaster. That slept over your house. Touched you when you were sleeping.
That's what your nickname was when you were a kid.
Regions.
The sleepover disaster.
Regions you don't want to talk about.
That is a good nickname to have.
It's Regions.
You're just so rowdy that the parents don't even want you there.
So fucking rowdy at sleepovers. That kid's a sleepover disaster, I tells ya.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he comes over this house.
We leave the house.
Honey, it's okay. No. I'm fucking saying this. Every time he comes over the house, it's a fucking sleepover disaster.
I hate it. I hate him.
I hate him.
Fucking hate him.
I hate that kid.
What do you guys think about Paula Deen? Throwing out end bombs and losing everything.
Paula Deen. Oh, my gosh. Well,
she says, oh, sweet Jesus, I used the N-word.
Oh, did I use the N-word?
I is what I is.
Oh, is that bad?
She said, I is what
I
is.
Where I'm from, that's not a bad thing. Where I'm from, we just say
I don't understand. They were slaves. They worked for my family. I don't understand.
I don't get what's so bad.
I gave him buckets of water. Live. Gave him a barn. Live in.
And now it's time for a new segment.
New segment.
Radio.
Coming out you segment. So I got a new thing that's kind of a topic. It's this thing is called sequels that were never made. Basically what it is are movies that should have had sequels. And if they did, here's a little plot summary of what I think the movie would have been. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking brilliant.
Hollywood executives are listening right now.
So yep. They're like, they're in on this now. They're
see
like,
this? I mean, you're going to be like, oh, shit. Why didn't I think of that? Let's greenlight this. We're going to greenlight the fuck out of this. So my first sequel that should have been made but never was Tango and Cash Part 2.
Oh, dear.
Tango and Cash.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, I think really all of America is in agreement on that. Like, where the fuck is Tango and Cash?
Well, of course. I mean, this is, this is what I think the plot should have been about. The plot is like after defeating Jack Palance at the end of part one, you know, Tango.
Yeah, everyone remembers that.
Tango fucks Cash's sister in front of him.
Oh.
Wow. This is the beginning of Tango and Cash.
That's right. It ends off right at the ending.
Scene.
I mean, they just they escaped. Shit blew up and they barely got out alive.
And they still look.
Started kissing and he kind of, you know, they're fucking Tango fucking shifts his glasses a little bit. Oh, God. Here we go.
Everyone stop. Go watch Tango and Cash. And pause the podcast, go watch the end of Tango and Cash, and then come back. And
all of a sudden he's like, Cash, you're fucking my sister.
That's what he says. Just like that. Cash!
Says, hey, Cash, you're fucking my sister. So what happens is that causes a ruffle, a rift between the two.
Yeah.
They get into a fight, and the friction of the fight brings Jack Palance back to life. And
there's some sort of magic friction.
And then all of a sudden, the whole movie starts all over again. It's fucking awesome.
It just re-begins.
Fucking awesome.
So Tango Cash 2 is essentially Tango Cash 1, but with a different beginning.
Brilliant. Think of all the money you save not having to film a whole other movie.
There you go. And then it just goes into the same one.
Fucking sweet.
Not even reshot. It's genius. It just goes back into the same one. People are like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I think it's genius.
That is a money saver.
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'll take 10% of whatever you guys make.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That would make money.
Yeah. Next one, I'm not too sure if it would. You never know, but it would probably be Goodfellas 2.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
That's a big one.
The plot would kind of go, it'd be real rough. It's like after 17 years of being a schmuck, Ray Liotta, a.k.a. Henry Hill, you know, breaks out of his mold and teams up with the pimp from James Woods from Casino. They become buddies. And they take on an Indian gaming casino that's ran by fucking vampires.
That's timely.
Yeah.
How sweet is
You're tying that in. Dude, you like need that? To be in Hollywood. Because that is exactly what they're thinking right now.
That's it right there.
But it's an Indian casino, but they're backed by vampires.
Yes. Indian vampires.
Indian vampires. Oh, now you're on to something.
Yeah.
American they're Indian called vampires. They're called
the Mohawkana. But I thought the Native Americans were wolves.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Not the bad ones.
There's some that are wolves and some that are vampires.
Yeah, well, apparently on True Blood, there's fairies that are also vampires.
True Blood is True Blood is off the rails.
It is crap now.
It has lost its way and it doesn't know where it's going. That needed to end. That thing needed to end 2 seasons ago.
There's just a lot of homoerotic scenes and a lot of sexy scenes.
Naked sex?
Much. Structure.
There's not enough nakedness anymore either. Like Game of Thrones is throwing down the gauntlet and like this is how you do nude in HBO. Now everyone's just like trying to catch up. So what else we got? What else we got, Bells?
Well, this is going to be my last one for the evening, but it's going to give you ideas. And if any of the listeners are out there. And you guys want to make a suggestion as to what you think would be a good sequel,
call us up. DorkTownPodcast@gmail.com. DorkTownPodcast@gmail.com.
No, call the fucking number. Don't
call the number. Go to DorkTownPodcast.com.
We don't respond to your shit.
Go to DorkTownPodcast.com.
Are you not going to get on the fucking show? Find a way to
respond to us. Twitter. Get on the voicemail.
If you don't get on the voicemail, you're not going to be played. How about that?
Ooh.
Ooh. That's the only way you're getting any recognition.
Throw it down.
So take that. So my last movie would be Outsiders 2.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting, huh?
Yeah, that is a little strange.
That's kind of interesting, huh? Here's how my plot
are they like how all right, I want to hear this plot.
This basically what happens is after this everything goes down, Ponyboy and 2-Bit run away from Daryl and Soda Pop. They end up running away to a town like the next town over, but they never see each other again, ever speak to each other again.
Uh-huh.
And Ponybo and 2-Bit open up the first Pep Boys in all the United States, and go on to become a big success and raise llamas.
And also become llama farmers.
They also purchased the Anaheim Ducks, which is right.
Was it right around the timeline that Emilio Estevez?
It was run by was coached by 2-Bit. And then Steve Randall.
So you're saying the Mighty Ducks are essentially within the same timeline. That is the same character. Essentially, what you're saying then.
Saying to 2-Bit.
Nobody ever talked. 2-Bit is. Yeah. That is 2-Bit, but it's just never mentioned in Mighty Ducks.
Right. That is correct. That is correct.
Wow. Well,
and then Tom Cruise's character, I don't know if you recall, his name was Steve Randall.
I don't recall.
Randall ends up becoming possessed by some devil cult that sucks him in and takes all of his money.
Huh. I wonder what kind of cult that would be.
He marries women as a facade.
Oh.
So people don't think he likes
weird
sex with boys.
We don't want to say the name of it though, because they'll boy come sex. Snatch us.
They'll kill us.
They'll come get us.
Fuck them. That's right. Maynard James Keenan once said,
"Oh no,
fuck L. Ron Hubbard and fuck all his clones."
Wow.
Fuck this.
And Maynard's still walking around.
Infidel. Learn to swim. Learn to swim.
Learn to swim.
Oh, what are you for, L. Ron Hubbard? These fucking morons
or against it?
Sci-fi fucking dipshit writer.
What's Scientology? For it or against it?
This guy's got more fucking books coming out.
Tell me how it makes more sense than God.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Nothing makes sense.
I'm not fighting for this.
The only thing that makes sense is a .22 rifle and my cock. Those are the two things that make sense in this world.
No particular fucking order. You either get my cock in a .22, or you're going to get .22
in my cock. That's right. All right, I'm going to leave. No. You're all in a boondoggle.
I love Jesus Christ.
I totally forgot to say boondoggle on the last show. All right,
thanks, Red Frank.
Sorry about that.
Boondoggle.
Take your rifle with you.
All right. Fuck you, liberals. Boondoggle.
You get the fuck off my podcast.
Ooh.
Out of respect, you need to chill out. For man. A lady, I will. Because we respect ladies.
You need to get on something, Red Frank. Chill out, man.
Yeah. You need to get on your little skateboard and skate on out of here. Go live your liberal lifestyle.
You just fired up the Irish girl. Get the fuck off the podcast.
Oh, you're going to have to put up your dukes.
Mm.
She'll knock you out, son, I tell you.
There he left.
Knock you out.
Mike's all too familiar. No. What?
Oh, wait. What was that? Were we done? Or was there more of this Outsiders 2?
No, that's it.
Outsiders 2, inside.
It ends. Then what happens is, like, right towards the end, I mean, Daryl becomes extremely depressed that Pony Boys run away, that he starts looking into dancing as an alternative to release this.
He sees this gig on an island.
He sees this girl who wants to dance, but in a dirty way.
Ooh.
So he starts.
When he puts baby in the corner.
Yeah, makes her watch.
That's the best movie, guys.
Starts
dirty dance.
There's a movie that had a sequel that shouldn't have been.
The time of my life.
I think that movies that deserve sequels, but never
there
will.
Was.
No,
the sequel. The sequel to Dirty Coen Dancing Brothers was movie. Fucking.
Yeah. It was Cuba. Terrible, wasn't it? It was all Latin-y.
It was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah. I never saw it.
The male character was kind of sexy, so it was taller.
The actual sequel for it that actually had Patrick Swayze was Point Break. That was the sequel.
That was not. That's another movie that needed a sequel that never got it. No, it was Point Break. I wanted to see what happened to Bodie. I wanted to see what happened. I think he made it out of that wave.
You think, huh?
Go ahead.
All of a sudden,
what are you doing?
He sees this giant
Utah,
wave.
Utah, you let him get away.
I didn't let him get away, man.
I didn't let him get away.
You know when we need to invest for the podcast, because it's for the podcast, is one of those Dyson fans that don't make noise. They just blow cold at you.
Yeah. So, or we should just set up on the patio again.
Okay.
But you know, nobody gave a shit that I was in the pool.
No.
The last show.
No.
No one did. But everybody's going to give a shit now, though.
Yeah. Why were you in a pool?
Drunk last night and I took pictures of him naked in the pool. But I had to post that one because I was hysterically laughing. Like, I posted it and I went to go delete it, but I was hysterically laughing. Yeah. So
you were
bad.
Watching the Twitter feed at the right time one
it.
Night.
Did you end up just
my ass was on
skinny
Twitter.
Dipping solo?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't.
And he was coming at him.
I can't ever get
hurt. Like
he was
a seal hitting a ball with his nose with his naked ass in the air. And it was hysterical to me. I just thought it was so funny. I had to post it.
And it got left up for a whole night.
Because I was laughing so hard I couldn't. And then somebody posted or answered me or, yeah, he
retweeted it.
Yeah. So I couldn't take it away at that point.
Beard Leroy.
Favorited it?
Sorry.
Mike, I didn't care. Guys don't really
point.
Care.
Yeah.
Guys don't really care if their ass gets out there on the internet or people see it.
Yeah, Mike put a picture of me in a bathing suit up on Instagram a week ago, and I'm still.
It was like a picture of me with a beer, and then you're in the background. But of course, you being in the background took focus of the picture. Because, you know, you look good back there.
Oh, thanks, babe. But no.
See? He's trying to get some.
See, he's trying to make moves. All right, well,
ba-dong-dong.
That's a good enough for a podcast, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to give a Fonzie. Yeah.
wait.
Anybody else completely annoyed? Good, we're done.
No. All right, wait. I have one question. One other question to steal from. I was listening to Furnicast, and Dan had asked one of the dudes from Epic Podquest. Like, what's your favorite stand-up video game? Your standalone video game. you know, back in history, what did you love at Festival Game Palace, Bells? What video game was, if you want to represent one game that you could play, which game would it have been? Fuck. Yeah, it's tough, huh? Becky?
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. Was that ever a stand-up?
I played it. Something. I was shooting at something.
Yeah, I mean, there's been versions of it. Yeah. I'm just thinking I'm just thinking of Nintendo's.
And then
Duck
Mrs.
Hunt,
Pac-Man, of course, I've talked about before, but that was a sit-down. Like
Mrs. Pac-Man's prehistoric. I'd like to have a Mrs. Pac-Man. Very much.
I looked, and it's the sit-down Mrs. Pac-Man's are run like $1,500.
Way more expensive.
So that would
have
to be like a.
I was like, because when I was younger, that seemed like such an. I'm sorry.
Ran into a bunch of money for some reason. No, you're fine.
Like such an unattainable thing. Like, oh, there's no way you could have your own stand-up video game. And then as you go, I'm like, fuck, I can fucking buy me. I'm an adult now. I can buy it. Then you look into it, it's like fucking $1,000 and shit. I'm like, never mind. Guess I can't. Even pinball machines are kind of expensive. I've always wanted a pinball machine,
too.
You
know, but as we get older, though, I was thinking we could get one as we get older, but then they'll be more expensive then, so maybe it's smart to get one now.
And then, like the people that can work on them are going to keep dying off. And then before you know it, there'll just be no stand-up video games.
Yep.
It's sad. It's sad, guys. Sorry to bring everything down like that.
Yeah.
But what did you say? You didn't see yours, Bills.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I think I liked a lot of the ones that were the shooting ones where it's actually like a gun or like an Uzi, you know, one of those types of games.
I like
shooters.
The race car sit down ones, too.
First person shooters. Like the wrestling games.
Games,
you know, WWF at the time.
Yep. Did you like the basketball?
You know, I liked the one basketball that it was the 2-on-2 with the big heads that did all the super crazy moves. Super NBA or whatever. Yeah, that was sweet. But all the other ones I didn't really get into. I didn't get into like the cyberball or any of that shit.
I really was into Paperboy for a while.
Paperboy was good.
I threw a lot of money into Paperboy.
I was big into Xevious for a while. Do you remember Xevious?
Describe it to me.
You're not old school if you don't know Xevious.
Describe it to me.
It's like a spaceship and it's top view and you fucking shoot these little round things that come flying at you or you can bomb things that are on the ground trying to shoot you. And it goes dun 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 dun.
I think I'd have to see it.
That is severed into your brain.
Hell yeah. Would you look it up right now and you'll fucking know.
I played a lot of Asteroids. Played a lot of Asteroids at Chuck E. Cheese and Blackstone and Barstow. Played a lot of Asteroids there.
Tempest was fun.
Tempest. Played a lot of Tempest at Grand Prix. Malibu Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Miss Malibu Grand Prix. a lot of baseball. I forget what the baseball stars.
I don't know.
Ski ball has always been my favorite at those places. So I never went to the stand up.
Yeah. There's one toll I would go to, the Nickel Arcade, and they had this.
Yeah.
They had this bullshit shooter game that was fucking Aerosmith. You shoot CDs out, kill things.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell? Fucking.
Who came up with that?
Aerosmith.
We need you to make
Steve Perry
video
one.
Game
then there's a Journey one that's kind of like that. And
There was a Journey video game.
Remember, like Dungeons and Dragons? Did you ever get into that cartoon style video game?
This is
the stupidest thing ever because all you're doing is pushing left or right.
Yeah. What was that? That one that was like. It was really big at the time. It was a step beyond. I think they even mentioned it on Fernicast, where it was like a kind of a quest, like, and it was like the cart. It was like animation. It had animation in it.
But you built it, right?
No, you didn't build it. Like, it was a stand-up game, and it had animation in it, and it was medieval. And
I just mentioned it right now.
What did you say?
It was the dungeon. Or
not. Yeah, but we're not thinking of the name properly.
Oh, God damn it.
Insert. And when
Dragon's Lair.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon's Lair.
Thank you.
I used to sit in friend's room for hours. You know how you'd like in high school just sit in like simple, well, maybe me, just maybe me, because I dealt with a lot of dorks.
Yep.
not anymore, though.
You know, yeah. You don't deal with them now at all.
You have stepped up your game.
Bedroom and watched a lot of video games. I think that was one of them that I dealt with for a while.
Whew, man.
It is hot in here, brother.
Time for a night swim, guys.
Oh, my God. I'm ready now. I think I've drank a little. Let's go swimming, guys. See, that's all it takes. A little alcohol.
There you go.
Whoa. Producer Becky's talking about actually going swimming.
It's hot. I'm feeling like a little, like I'm not thinking straight because it's so hot in here right now. We're in the garage and we'd have nothing going.
Thanks for listening to Dork Town. It's time for the Fonzie A.
Fonzie A.
Where we wrap the proceedings up.
Get the
give some props to people.
And get the fuck out of here.
Talk about some shit.
Talk shit to you and fuck with your ears. I want to give a Fonzie A out to Mamma Mia's.
Oh my God.
I had a meatball sandwich there tonight. It was very good.
I want to give a...
Mamma mia.
Did you have that delivered to you guys?
I sure did.
And you had that delivered? Nice.
Yes.
They're part of the family of the Mike's Pizzeria.
Yes, I know.
Oh, the brother.
By us, you mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Mamma Mia's right here.
I thought you were talking about... And then 937-11.
Clovis.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. That place is great. And their calzones are huge.
Mike's and Mamma Mia's. The best Italian in Fresno.
Oh, yep.
They are great.
I respect the Chicos as well.
But
Mike's and Mamma Mia's is the best.
A different level. Yes. I want to give a Fonzie out to Grilled Cheese. I just opened up on Weston Shaw.
Yeah.
And I have been
Just ate there.
I have been to four times since it opened, so obviously I like it.
Yeah. It's good. Mm-hmm. They do a good job. A nice local shop. Yeah. There's one by Bell's and one by us now.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's what we need. Everything to be around Bell's and us.
All we need is an Outback. And
Bell's
we'll
is fucking, you're getting it. You're getting a.
We'll
you're getting a tap
Fresno.
Room by your house.
Well, once we get an Outback, Fresno's done.
Fresno's over. Fresno only has Outback. It's the only thing that
only
brings
thing
you back.
Only thing in Fresno will be Dorktown.
Ooh, oh. Not unless an Outback opens up.
Oh, shut up.
In Clovis.
Shut up.
Start doing podcasts there.
Then come have Outback every once in a while.
Fonzie to the new Star, the latest Star Trek movie. Finally went to see a movie. And after like a year of not being able to see a movie.
Well, I've seen movies. I've just seen all kid movies.
I finally got to see a movie. I was like,
too.
Whoa. It reminded me of how nice a movie experience is going to a movie theater. And seeing cool previews. Matt Damon's gonna be in a sci-fi film I saw in the previews.
Yeah,
he
Matt.
Better be all
Matt.
Like.
It's a good concept. Basically,
he
like,
better be all born identity all cut
it's like
again.
Matt Damon in space. That's
no, but
a great idea.
Like this planet. I don't know. I guess it's another planet or something they develop where like only the elite can go to. It's like this perfect planet, like resort planet. That everyone, all the rich people live on, and then Earth's just a shithole.
I like Ryan Earth's Gosling
just a whole
and Matt
shithole.
Damon.
And then basically, Matt Damon's, they build up Matt Damon's character so that he can invade this pristine planet that all the Earthlings live on, all the rich Earth people live on.
Hmm.
Looks pretty fucking good.
Start dancing when he gets there.
And he tries to break into it.
I'm Matt Damon, and I'm here to fucking... peddle some Zenadrin
well,
to you guys.
And he
yeah.
gets there and does
weight
his,
loss
does
pill.
His Damon tagline. And once he gets there, how do you like them apples?
Hey, like them apples.
Hey,
by the way, we're sponsored by Zenadrin.
Stop it.
Weight loss pills. Oh. Here's a girl in a white outfit doing a horse.
Here's
dance.
A girl really cut.
Fonzie A's to our boys, Rocky Rodriguez and Brian Harley. From
yeah,
Sweet Fest
big,
and
big time boys,
Sweet Fest,
big time
guys. We've had them on in the past. They do this thing called Sweeting Films, which if it's just too much to explain right now. But
Google it.
Go Google it, sweetfest.com. You'll see what sweeting
Google,
a film is.
Go to YouTube
they,
and go to Pacific Rim and put
yeah
sweet,
they
sweeted Pacific Rim.
They got Guillermo del Toro,
what we're talking about,
the director of Pacific mm-hmm. Rim.
Big time.
They met him and they
gave him a hand.
Personally invited to the Pacific Rim premiere by Guillermo.
Where they were fondled
because
by
Guillermo
people.
Del Toro did Be Kind Rewind, which was about started the Swedes, and then
thing.
He just did Pacific Rim. So they did a Swede on Pacific Rim trailer. So of course he loved that. So he invited them personally. He announced them at a conference and told them, and actually played the Swede at a conference. Yeah, and then so they were invited time. Personally to the premiere of Pacific Rim tonight.
And they had nothing to do with her Dorktown appearance at all.
No, of course
no,
not.
We Why made him you? Famous though.
That's well, so we rad. Need to do our. Because
they use that Lando Calrissian concept. They took that and ran with it. And that's yep. how they're able to get there's access
a,
to all these places.
There's a YouTube on our YouTube channel. There's a Lando Calrissian improv skit we
but
did.
That's the best.
We forced them into.
They posted an envelope on Twitter that said guests of Guillermo del Toro. It's like, that is awesome. They need to get the thing framed.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool. So.
So.
Thanks for listening to Dorktown, everyone. It was episode 146.
Now go away.
Go to DorktownPodcast.com.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go back to doing something productive. Yeah. I know that you were just taking some time off.
Stupid asses. All the ones that listened, stupid. Fucking no. stupid.
No.
Honey Badger wouldn't listen to this show.
Who? Honey Boo Boo?
The Honey Badger.
Who is the Honey Badger?
Honey Badger don't care.
Who's the Honey Badger?
Honey Badger don't give a fuck.